Live streaming at 991fmtalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
So I say on the air a threatening message to the listeners that if I didn't get any phone calls, I'm going to talk about the Trump trial. And lo and behold, now the phone calls come in. We're all sick of it, right? Me, personally, I'm sick of the way it's portrayed by the media, but everybody has something to say about it. Let's go to Tim from calling from Carson. Tim, welcome to the show. I'm glad you called.
Well, good morning, John. I just caught the tail end of your show. I wrote down brain health. I didn't get that the information. I really want to look in.
Yeah, brainhealthformulas.com.
Formulas.com. Okay,
now what do you
have?
Yeah.
I kind of have a dumb question, maybe the obvious question, but as far as the Trump trial with the hush money case, what is the maximum penalty he could get? And if he is convicted, how do you think it will affect his continuing run for the presidency?
Well, being as this whole thing is a political retribution, it would be something on the scale of ridiculous, I'm seeing, I'm looking at as for sort of sentence. I personally have not been the slightest bit interested in this. I'm sure they brought it up in the media and everything like that. I don't know that at all, Tim. Don't tell me. Are you watching this thing yourself?
No, I'm a talk radio junkie. I get most of my information on this station, but that's all they talk about. I was just wondering what the maximum is, and it's got to be a fine. I don't see them throwing him in jail. Can you imagine? If they put him in jail, can you imagine the support he would get? He would probably get donations up the wazoo.
I think actually what they're doing is probably girding more support for the man, is what I sense. But I think what you just asked is a perfect thing for me to ask somebody else to call in and answer. What is the worst this our ex-president could get if they come down on him the way they want to? 775-884-9910 is the number to call. Tim, I appreciate your calling. Have a great day. Yeah, go ahead.
Quick question. I have a beef about the money we're sending to Ukraine. I'd like to know how that actually works. Are we actually sending money to them so they can build weapons, or are we sending armament and then that money goes to the military industrial complex?
Well, here's the whole
chain of command work.
The whole thing sickens me so much that I stopped. There was a time when I was religiously keeping track of the money that we're sending to Ukraine, and I gave up after it was tens of billions of dollars, or was it trillions? I don't remember. I think it's here's my problem with it. There's no accounting of the money. There's no list of expenses from Ukraine. There's no specific, and Ukraine is known as an Eastern Bloc of corrupt country. Nobody really denies that. We're getting no accounting of all that money. And when we see our social problems here with whatever you pick, underfunded schools, homeless, such, and what that money could be doing here. And
amen.
And like Dr. Fred Simon said earlier, we're 0 for 5 in aiding these countries and paying for these huge wars. We need it here. You know, it's basically what I'm saying. Tim, is that it? Thanks for the call.
Yeah. I could talk to you all day, but I'll let you go.
I'd appreciate it. Thank you, sir. Have a good day. 884-9910. Okay, Trump trial. Like I said, my issue is with how it's presented. Me being a media guy, the way those TV news announcers give special emphasis to the word criminal when they say Trump's criminal hush money trial. Actually, that one sentence alone says he's guilty. Trump's criminal hush money trial. And yesterday, the media made this big deal of the National Enquirer suppressed stories with politics they don't agree with. National Enquirer did not print negative Trump stories on purpose. The network I saw yesterday acting all high and mighty and shocked with the National Enquirer suppressed stories. What do you think CNN does? What do you think the New York Times does? CBS does? The place I worked for 20 years, Channel 2 does? On Channel 2 in the morning, they selected political stories from the Washington Post when I was there. Always that anti-conservative Trump is a lunatic spin on these stories. It's a free press, and our press is all corporate. There's nothing wrong with that. But in terms of do you have a political leaning one way or the other, and you present it usually subtly, sometimes not so subtly, that might be a factor in how people vote. And there are people who believe everything the media says. And if your job is being a reporter or anchor person and you parrot that spin because that's how your college professors taught you in college, that's not the journalism that folks my age knew and trusted. And I worked hard to show people on TV that in these stories, there is another side from what they're presenting to you. That's what I did. And that didn't work out too well. As a radio talk show host, I am not extreme on other side. I'm just a guy who thanks God many times that I was born an American. I love this country. And I think these days it needs a U-turn back to the days of common sense, personal responsibility, and the golden rule. My private life politics, I am not like a Trump fanatic. I voted for him. I will likely vote for him or maybe even Robert Kennedy. I don't know. Probably vote for Trump, but I'm not goose-stepping for the guy, right? However, this trial is a representation of a horrific misuse of our criminal justice system. This man is being prosecuted and being taken off the campaign trail and may well be, by the end of summer, imprisoned because of political payback, because of the weaponization of the criminal prosecution system. When you have this DA down there in New York City, when you have Tish James, you have two people with lots of George Soros money. And when they are using their offices to politically destroy this man, when they use criminal prosecution as part of the political process to help their party retain power in the country, that is an insurrection. That is a coup. That is in violation of our Constitution. That is wrong. Trump is not a perfect victim, right? Trump has got warts. But so what? He's an American, and in America, you're supposed to have rights, all of us, no matter how high, no matter how low. Every other participant in this trial can comment upon it, except Donald Trump. And how can you have a criminal prosecution where the defendant is not free to say that he believes that he's being tried unjustly? Isn't that a protection against the abuse of a criminal justice system? Don't the accused have a right to say, help me, this is wrong. My case, I didn't do it. I'm being railroaded. We, of course, have freedom of speech for defendants. It's one way the system has integrity, right? So to tell the criminally accused that they cannot comment on their prosecutor or the witnesses or the judge, no one in a free system can have that imposed on them. And yet here's Donald Trump, and it's imposed on him, and nobody says a thing. 884-9910. Let's go to Tim, calling from the North Valleys in Reno. Oh, boy, we're going to bring up primaries with Tim. Tim, thanks for calling. I'm glad you called.
I could barely hear you, John, but, yeah, I just wanted to talk about the primaries a little bit because that's really, really important. I mean, Trump and all his stuff and Biden is big picture, but our primaries are less than a month away for early voting. You still
true.
There?
Yes. Okay.
Did you lose me?
Tim, you still there? Okay, go ahead.
I'm still here, John.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Are you finished? Go ahead.
No, I'm not finished. I want to talk about the primaries a little bit. That, you know, the big office for primaries for Republicans is Senate. And I know Sam Brown's out there with a lot of money and advertising a lot, but I just want people to really take a close look at that and make a good decision. I don't have a favorite candidate, really.
Well, I would like to get your take on our U.S. Senate seat race, and I want to tell the folks out there what is going on with it. Incumbent Jackie Rosen has 11 candidates from the other side who want to oppose her in the election. The media keeps saying retired Army Captain Sam Brown is in the lead, but I haven't seen any recent polls that confirm that. But he does have, it seems, the backing of the party establishment. The National Republican Senatorial Committee has come out in support of Sam Brown. Now, what's interesting is, did you know this? Donald Trump has endorsed all of his U.S. Senate picks for this year in the country. In all the states with U.S. Senate races, he's picked his candidate except for one state, and that is ours in Nevada. Who would you like to see? Who would you like to see go up against Jackie Rosen? I mean, we talked to Dr. Jeff Gunter, I think it was 2 weeks ago. He's putting a lot of money into this race, and he's like the number two money man next to Sam Brown. So what's your pick, Tim?
First of all, before I suggest somebody, my wife's not too political, and now that Jackie Rosen has decided to appear on TV every night on the news after 5 years of being invisible, my wife said, "Who's that?" I said, "That's your senator." But back
they all
to the
do
Republican,
that, don't they, though? Yeah.
I know. I really realize that Trump hasn't endorsed anybody, and I'm kind of disappointed. But I really like Grady. He's an Air Force colonel, retired.
Yes.
And he's a younger guy. He's probably 50. And I don't want to vote for anybody old anymore, even though I am old. Sam Brown, like you said, he's kind of running on his campaign that says I was blown up in Iraq. And I don't know if that's enough. You know, he's a young guy. He's from Texas. Grady is a retired colonel, which is twice the rank that Sam Brown ever made in the military, which means he's been to war college and understands foreign, basically foreign politics and a lot about the world.
And
so
Tim is speaking of Tony Grady, folks, who ran for lieutenant governor, and we were hoping that he would score a win. Didn't work out there. So now Tony Grady is running for that U.S. Senate seat against Jackie Rosen also. Yeah,
he's my favorite. I don't really want to vote for anybody over 60. And he's pretty young. And I wish Trump would swing in and endorse him. And then Sam Brown would have a challenge in the primaries. But back to my original point, the primaries are really, really important. And people need to get out of their chairs and go vote in the primaries. And early voting starting in a month. And you haven't heard a peep about anybody except for Sam Brown.
Yeah. And what you said about Jackie Rosen suddenly being on TV, hey, pretty soon we'll start seeing that Mark Amadei guy. Remember him? Yeah.
He's a little bit of a rhino, but he's got a sure thing going, I'm pretty sure, in the primary. So we'll keep him.
All right, sir.
Probably.
Tim, good thoughts, my friend. Take care. All right. So, let's take a break. It's 11:20 already. My goodness. I'm John Potter. Phone number 884-9910. We're into politics right now, but if you want to change the subject, you're free to do so. Friends and everybody, 884-9910. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 11:20.
Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM Talk Station, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
John Potter live and local every Saturday, 9 to noon, 884-9910 is our number to call. Got to talking about the Trump trial and got interesting text when I said that in this case, Trump cannot talk. And I said to tell the criminally accused that they cannot comment on their prosecutor or the witnesses or the judge. Nobody in a free system can have that imposed on them. And yet here's Donald Trump and it's imposed on him and nobody is saying a thing about it. He wanted me to tell you the reason why he has been gagged in this trial. It's because the judge said defense cannot know what prosecutors' witnesses will be brought forward because Trump might say bad things about them on social media. That's the reason. And so the entire concept and the rule of a witness discovery, that goes away. And all your TV commentators, nobody says this has never happened before in America. Why not? And this is astounding to me. You have all these smart people and nobody is holding up their hand and saying, hold on here, this is not right. And you might think that Trump is a monster. You might think that we've got to keep him from being elected president to save our country, and this is one way to do it. But you can't bastardize the criminal justice system for a political prosecution. That is Russia. That is China. That's Venezuela. And this week, that's the United States of America. That's how far we have fallen, how much of our heritage and integrity they abandoned in the name of political partisanship and tribalism. And so however this trial goes, the verdict will depend on how many are on the left and how many are on the right. Done deal. And we got two more trials that will depend on that. Lunacy and hush money to a stripper, a girl. Do Democrats forget a guy named JFK and Marilyn Monroe and all the other women that he was rumored to have associations with? Do they remember Bill Clinton? But the jury of your peers in this case is not going to include any Republicans. And I think that Trump should be acquitted. We'll see how it works out. I do believe that these prosecutions are political. I'm not saying that Trump did not do this or that or the other. I'm not saying he's blameless and pure and clean in all these matters, but there's no doubt that there's dirt on the other side of the pile, too, and that these prosecutions are about politics. And that's a third world country piece of crap thing to do. And I'm deeply disappointed that is happening. The United States, one of the greatest examples of freedom in the world, and we're selecting a president between two candidates, and the political party in power is using criminal prosecution to tear down an opponent that they face in an election. And that's crooked. But right now, that's the Democrat American way. But I'll watch the trials, I guess, because my life is so boring, I actually worry about my yard. I got nothing else to do. Other people are making so much out of their goals, their careers, and doing so much with their lives, and I'm out there looking for weeds, thinking, well, I got a responsibility to the neighborhood. But these trials are a sad preamble to summer. All summer, all we're going to get is people talking bad about both candidates for president. Oh, my God. Nobody's really going to be singing their praises. Right now, CNN and MSNBC, two of the mouthpieces for the Democrats, every night and every day, they just hammer the morals of Donald Trump because they can't build up their own candidate because he has no impressive credentials, especially with the economy, to put it lightly. We actually have a president who actually threatened the United States Supreme Court in his last State of the Union. I still would not be shocked if things look as bleak for Biden as they currently are. If the Democrats figure Biden can't win, I would not be surprised if at the Democratic convention that, now listen to what I say here, it's a prediction, it's possible, I still believe it, that Gavin Newsom, will be announced as the presidential candidate, and Michelle Obama will be the vice presidential candidate. Kind of sort of prediction from me. And you know what? If that comes to pass, they will win. They will win. What do you think of that, folks? I don't know where that came from. Just my mouth said it, can't explain. But I have been thinking about this. But how did we come down to these two people? How is it in this magnificent country we have these two as our choice? It's just incredible. It just means bad news on TV every night. I just want to vote for a decent conservative with core, common sense, non-woke values, who understands that with no consequences, you get more crime, and with a threefold increase in government spending, all you get is high inflation and high prices, and that, you know what, we're not for it. That's conservatism. For us, it is a philosophy. We have a set of core values whose foundation is the Constitution, the history and heritage, and the best practices of the United States of America. Spent a lot of time in history class. My favorite. I'm John Potter. Going to break for Fox News right now. 884-9910 is the number to call. And also, Howie Knave, friend of mine in Tahoe, wants me to talk about the, I guess he considers it a ripoff, what WNBA players are making compared to NBA players. What do you think? 884-9910. Breaking for Fox News right now, 99.1 FM and 92.3 FM. FM News Talk Time, 11:31.
Fox News and live FM Talk Radio, KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. And live right now with your calls.
The Weekend on News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
Well, look at you, Northern Nevada. 56 degrees right now in Reno. It is a beautiful day for a radio program. We're shooting for a high of 66 degrees and is, let me see here, 70 on Sunday. Maybe finally I can bring those plants out of the greenhouse again. But I'm going to be, I've been here too long. I'm going to be cautious and they're going to sit there for a while. I'm John Potter, 884-9910, last 23 minutes here. Did any of you, and as I said before, open topic or Trump trial, whatever, did any of you out there watch the NFL draft show? Is that what it is now? I did not, but I did take note of the incredible to the moon salaries that are being offered and tossed around. Our San Francisco 49ers are spending $255.4 million on their salaries this year for players. Over $255 million. You look at some current players, already Baltimore Ravens, Lamar Jackson, $52 million per year. Los Angeles Chargers, Justin Herbert, $52.5 million a year. Cincinnati Bengal Joe Burrow makes $55 million a year. Why is it that football players are making such an obscene amount of money, so much more than I am? Well, they worked hard for it, and they excelled. And they make a lot more money for their employer than I do. And that is how it is. That's the system. And I'm going to channel my dad here again, who would say, don't resent other people for what they make. Two reasons, because God told you not to do that. And Karl Marx says you should do that, right? When old Moses on the mountain got the Ten Commandments there, one of them was, thou shalt not covet. And covet means to look enviously, to look resentfully at others, and to be angry with them because of their possessions, to want those possessions, to believe you have the right to take those possessions. It's that covetousness. Is that a word? Covetousness. It's that covetousness that is the entire energy behind socialism and communism. God said, don't do that. That's morally wrong. That's not the way to be. Karl Marx built an entire political system based on covetousness. You got it, and I want it. I got a right to what you earned. Why do you get paid so much money? Give me my share. You only got that because somehow I was screwed over. And that, yes? Oh, I thought you said something, Craig. And that's the socialism that seems to be taking over the Democratic Party and our college campuses. So we put in an honest day's work without looking at and resenting the other fellow or lady. When you see somebody who's doing well, what should you feel? You should rejoice for them. You should be happy for their success, right? Let me ask you, if you saw somebody who did not have anything, what would you feel for them? What would be the appropriate thing to feel? Sympathy, empathy, your good heart would want to help in any way you could afford, and you try to relieve their hardship in some fashion. That's the correct reaction. But looking at people who have more and being angry at them for that is morally wrong. It's a communist, leftist principle. You and I shouldn't do it. And I, in my life, and maybe you in your life, if I look at what's in my paycheck, and I look over and I see what's in your paycheck, and I notice that you have more than I do, then maybe I need to do more than what I'm doing now. Or maybe I need to do different than what I'm doing, right? Mm-hmm. Or maybe I need to be content. Those are our choices. If I made the education and job choices that I wanted to make, and this is what those choices pay, instead of torturing myself by going on and on about how I'm getting screwed over by life, or marching in a protest with a sign that says, where's my living wage? Instead of getting all worked up about that stuff, maybe we should just say, this is what I chose, and I'm doing what I want to do. I planted this garden, and I will reap the harvest, and I'm going to, you know, like this life, you know? Now, having said all that, it's absolutely ridiculous that a football player gets $55 million a year.
And I just calculated something out on that, John.
Yeah?
There, in a year, there are 525,600 minutes.
Oh, boy. And how much do they get paid per minute?
$104.70 from January 1st, the first minute, to December 31st, the last minute. $104.70 per minute.
See, now you're making me madder.
I know, right?
A minute is like that. Well, thank you, Craig. I know you have a lot of free time out there. But, okay, so, yeah, absolutely ridiculous. A football player gets $55 million a year. I mean, there's a reasonable limit to everything, right? Did I just reverse what I went on about in one sentence? No, really, it is obscene. NFL player pay versus teacher pay. We hear that comparison all the time. I have to speak for sanity here. You know, I know a lot of you tune in. You turn on talk radio. You wait every day for someone to come on the radio and give you an answer for lives, waiting for someone who will finally say, hey, this is it. You don't have to settle anymore. I can rise out of my routine. I can get a hold of myself and I can win. But I'm not that guy. But I think that's a Sam Kinison routine. Okay. But along the lines of pro sports pay, got a message here from my good friend Howie Knave, legendary comedian and a former I think he still is on the radio, Tahoe Radio Morning Host. He says, he wrote me, he said, don't forget to talk about the disgusting pay gap between the new rookie gals with the WNBA, Angel Reese of LSU, Caitlin Clark of Iowa, and Cameron Brink of Stanford, compared to a Victor Wembanyama getting $12.1 million with the NBA. Howie says that comedian Bill Burr has a great routine on why there's the unequal pay between the NBA and WNBA. and how he says, play it on the air, but you have to edit it for radio. So don't look for it, Craig. I listen to it. There is no way to edit with every sixth.
Yeah, I was going to say, it would be one long bleep the whole thing through.
Oh, my God. Have you heard this guy? Yeah, you would be bleeping every fourth word. I don't know what Howie's talking about here. All I can do is I can kind of paraphrase what he says. Bill Burr says, I saw a woman on ESPN, a fan of women's professional soccer, say, I don't understand. How come female athletes don't make as much as male professional athletes? And all of these men on the panel on this show had to sit there and act like they didn't know what the answer was. They had to sit there like they're dumbfounded, like, I don't know. That's not right. Why is that? That is a conundrum. I have no idea. And literally, I'm sitting at home screaming at the TV, because you don't sell any tickets. Nobody's going to women's soccer games. You're playing in a 20,000-seat arena. 1,500 people show up. By the way, this is Bill Burr. Now, this is not me talking. This is me paraphrasing and cleaning up what Bill Burr says. And you know what? 1,500 in a 20,000-seat arena, that's not a good night. The promoter lost his behind on that. Nobody is watching your sport. You're going to get mad at men. They keep doing that. Why are you yelling at us? It's not our job. It's not my job to be a women's soccer fan, okay? I have men's sports to pay attention to. Look at the WNBA. They've been playing in front of 300 to 400 people a night for a quarter of a century. Not to mention, it's a male-subsidized league. We gave you a league. You didn't show up. We're all the feminists. That place should be packed with feminists. Faces painted, wearing these flashing their, you know, like the guys do in the upper deck with their big beer, you know. You didn't get to the games. You failed them, not men. Women failed the WNBA. Ladies, name your top five all-time WNBA players of all time. Come on, let's hear it. Name five WNBA teams. Name the WNBA team in your city. You can't do it. They play night in and night out in front of a few hundred. And meanwhile, you look at the Kardashians, they're making billions. You look at the Real Housewives shows, they're making money hand over fist because that's what women are watching. The money listens. You don't want to watch this, you're watching that. Real Housewives, a bunch of women just tearing each other down. Well, maybe that's why your husband left you.
Yeah, well, maybe that's why your husband left and that's why you can't have kids.
That's the message you sent. We would rather watch that than see a bunch of women come together as a team and try to achieve a common goal. We would rather watch them actually destroy each other. This is, again, Bill Burr talking, not me. And then in the end, you come back and you yell at the guys, and it's like, let me get this straight. I have to buy you a drink. I have to stop the axe murderer from coming through the window. And I have to watch WNBA games for you. Ladies, if you could support the WNBA the way you support a fat chick that's proud of her body, that league would be doing better numbers than the NBA. It's like if you saw an alcoholic, would you be like, oh my God, look at that. Look at you. You're face down. You're passed out and your kids are crying. You're a hero. Keep doing what you're doing. Okay, that routine, not me, Bill Burr, is a couple of years old. But it's pretty timely right now because of the Caitlin Clark stuff. And President Biden got into this. Got to pay heed to the activists, you know. And here's what he posted on X on Tuesday. Women in sports continue to push new boundaries and inspire us all. But right now we're seeing that even if you're the best, women are not paid their fair share. It's time we give our daughters the same opportunities as our sons and ensure women are paid what they deserve. Yes, the president all of a sudden cares about women's sports, even though I guarantee you he would advocate for transgender women who were men playing women's sports instead of the women. right? But as for why they don't make as much in the NBA, it's the same deal with your job and my job and any job on the planet. If nobody liked me on Channel 2, I'd get canned. Well, wait a minute, bad example. But like the more people who listen to this radio station, the more ads we sell, the more money we make. If nobody listens, how the heck could I be paid? Same thing at your job. Come on. Point is, there is no pay gap. That's a fancy buzzword that the wokes and our president like to use to sound smart and progressive and hip. There's no pay gap. There's an interest gap. That's the gap. And it's big. And it isn't Caitlin Clark's fault. I'm hoping she fixes it, or at least closes it. But if Joe Biden wants WNBA players to be paid their fair share, then he had better start watching some actual games. And he won't, because he really doesn't care about any of that, right? For now, the numbers are the numbers. And the numbers say very few watch the WNBA. Very few go to a WNBA game. The WNBA bleeds money. On average, the WNBA loses over $10 million a season. It has never turned a profit. Despite that, people are saying the lower WNBA pay scale is proof of sexism. But the WNBA teams can't afford to pay the players more. That's why WNBA players make what they do. It's not a pay gap. It's an interest gap. However, we just had a record number of folks tune in to the WNBA draft. I mean, aside from the games, the WNBA draft drew a big audience. That's a good start. And I expect you'll see similar ratings bonanzas for Caitlin Clark's first game. I think she plays next month for Indiana. But what about after that? That, my friends, is the real problem. It's 11:50. Oh, my. It's 11:52. Hey, Craig, you have to shut me up. You have to.
Yeah, like say, that's really going to happen.
You have to say, John, I'm going to pull over this car if you don't stop. Okay, I'm John Potter. A few minutes left in our final break. If you want to get a word in, 884-9910. Back in a few minutes on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 11:52.
99.1 KKFT.
This is what I think.
Talk that matters most. FM Talk 99.1
and 92.3 FM.
John Potter live and local going to the phones. Joe calling from Sparks. Hey, Joe, I'm glad you called. Good morning.
Good morning, John. Thanks for taking my call. You know, I had a friend who was a female jockey. And I saw her run at the Sacramento or California State Fair in Sacramento at the racetrack. And I was right on the rail. And I'm telling you, when those 10 horses bunched up, went for the finish line, she made a move and came in second. And I thought to myself, geez, what a profession. I mean, it scared me just watching. You know, you can imagine if you fall in front of one of those horses or in front of that pack, you're done. And I asked her one time, I said, you know, I saw you running a race and it was 12 horses and you were the only female jockey. I said, the boys must be all over you. And she said, no, listen, I'm the same size they are. Jockeys like tall, good looking blondes, because if they got money, that's the kind of woman they want.
Wow. Just female jockeys. Okay.
Female jockeys. And they never complain about their situation. I mean, they get in there like another baseball or football player and just
right.
do their job. And yeah,
as it should be. Believe in yourself and best you can. Yeah.
As it should be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, have you ever heard LGBTQQIP2SAAI? That's the, I think that's the official gayphabet.
I could feel a joke coming on there. I just
that was no joke. I mean, that's
then no, you made that up. Come on,
I didn't make that up. How did I make that up? Anyway, we had somebody drive through the neighborhood the other day with mm-hmm. the rap music on and the windows down really loud, and of course the infamous N-word was flying through the air, and we didn't have any complaints. Then we realized we do have one transgendered female. I'm a little confused. Is that a female that's a male now or a male that's a female? And I think it's a female, right? If I said transgendered female.
Oh, boy, be careful there.
That would be.
All right. I got to run, Joe, but I appreciate I'm not sure I appreciate it.
Okay, I'll
thank
you
for calling.
I'll tell you the story next. I'll tell you the story
next. Yeah, next Saturday. I can't wait, Joe, for your call next Saturday.
I can't. You know what? I can't wait. I can't wait for you next Saturday. A great show.
See you, Joe. Talk to you later. Folks, I hope you had a great week. Can't wait for next Saturday. I am back from a trip. I will never, ever again rent a Jeep again to go to Utah and back. So I'm glad to be home. Back to normal. Back to those cats. Anyway, have yourself a great weekend. I'll talk to you next Saturday. Craig, thank you. Great job as always. On 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk, Fox News is up next. And I'll talk to you in 7 days. FM News Talk time, 11:58.